Welcome to In the Money, sponsored by Flyer Financial Technologies, the company that builds cutting-edge technology designed to solve asset and wealth management firms' toughest trading workflows. In this podcast, we help advisors and asset managers understand how technology is transforming the wealth tech sector. We'll cover how to leverage technology for faster, smarter investment decisions, megatrends, and more. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to In the Money. I'm your host, Rusty Summer, and I'm fortunate enough to be joined today by my friend, Andre Moore, from Integrated Partners. And if you don't know Flyer FT, we're the fintech you love and use every day. Andre, hi, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So for those of you who don't know, Andre is really an industry leader, president of Integrated Partners, longtime industry expert, and I'm super fortunate to spend some time with her today at Market Council in Las Vegas, the end of 2024, and it's been a good year. How's it been for you?
It has been a great year. It's been a really exciting year, a year of innovation and change, and we're really looking forward to 2025, actually.
I'm sure. A lot of people are, for sure. So why don't we start with this? You know, in the ensemble cast of financial advice, are you really ready to take center stage? So Andre, you know, there's kind of a little bit of plug in there. You wrote a really interesting book with Matt Ackerman, and I'm excited to talk about that in a little bit. But why don't we start with the difference that Integrated Partners makes? And, you know, maybe talk about what sets Integrated Partners apart from other platforms and support organizations.
Yeah, what Integrated Partners is known for is helping financial advisors build the business of their dreams, whatever that may mean for them. You know, our unique ability really is around partnering financial advisors with CPAs. Okay. To work with their highest net worth clients. So we want to help advisors move up the complexity curve and work with more exciting and interesting and complex clients. And that's really I would call that our niche. That's what we do really well. And that's what we're really focusing on in 2025. You know, a lot of our business owner and high net worth clients' financial lives are a mess. And we've felt that way for 25 years, and the lack of coordination amongst their experts hasn't really changed. And so by partnering financial advisors with CPAs, we're allowing them to solve the problems that their clients are facing, but at the same time, solve an organic growth problem and help CPAs grow revenue for their practice. So it's a total win-win-win. And it's really an exciting time to be in that space.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that y'all probably, at least from what I know, have been extremely successful in that space. I think y'all have had extremely high growth rates that probably have bucked the trend within our industry.
They definitely have. I mean, we are double digits. More news on that later. Uh-huh. But what's interesting for us is, you know, it takes a long time. You've got to learn a separate industry. You've got to learn different people. You have to be very intentional about how you talk to CPAs and work with their clients. And so we've honed that over the years. We continue to evolve. We continue to get better and systematize the things that we are doing to really kind of take this to the next level.
Gotcha. So maybe highlight what your approach is to advisor support. I think it's pretty comprehensive. You know, that includes technology, practice management, and even community building.
Totally. I mean, community building is actually a big part of what we do because we want to make sure that our advisors have people to talk to. Coach and mentoring is a big part of what we do because you need people who have been where you want to go to help you get there in the most efficient and effective way. I actually am just coming in from our regional meeting in San Diego where we had all of our West Coast advisors come together. You know, with people from Colorado and Arizona and, you know, Seattle coming together and pumped to see each other and share stories and celebrate each other's successes. And I think that can tend to be unique in this industry. And that's really important part of our culture. Like we have this abundance of mentality. How do we just help each other get better and win? And so that's a really fun part about our culture and our community. But what I love about Integrated and what I am so grateful that our team provides to our advisors is the ability to leverage whatever they need when they need it.
Right.
You know, so people engage with us in different ways and those ways evolve throughout their time with Integrated, depending on what's their goal for this year, what's the challenge that they're facing and who's the right person on our team to solve that for them. So I do say it keeps it interesting.
Sure.
Because you got people you can talk to.
Well, it's incredibly powerful too.
Yes.
Right. And so maybe, you know, thinking about that power of how you work and develop that sense of community, you know, how specifically has Integrated Partners helped advisors achieve significant growth and success?
It's a great question. We have a famous line at Integrated called "It Depends." So it totally depends. You know, we've helped some advisors get better at their craft and win some of their largest clients that they've ever had this year.
Right.
So that was really exciting. And that, you know, happens through coaching with our CEO, Paul, or our chief investment officer, right, Steve Colano. So we've helped to give our advisors the confidence that they need to win these big cases. We've also helped our advisors grow their CPA partnerships and get access to the single largest case of their careers and then help them win those. So we've also given them the systems to help them free up their time to go and prospect and get in front of these people and get better and develop and all of these things.
Sure.
So it's definitely, it's an all-encompassing solution, because if you want to get better, you need the time to do that. So you've got to clean up ops. So it really depends. But I think we've helped our advisors, especially this year, grow across all facets of their business.
Right.
Through some of the things that we have done for them.
You know, it's interesting because at Flyer, you know, we're a technology company, and I think we subscribe to a similar idea, typically more on an operational or kind of middle office, you know, idea. But we do think about partnering, and we do think about how we work with folks and how we add additional value, because it does take community. And when we come to work with, you know, a partner firm, we bring a lot of expertise. And so, you know, former CTOs, former heads of product, former heads of trading, former heads of portfolio management. So that we come in, we understand the business, and we can help provide additional insights into, you know, how to be optimal, right? How to streamline workflows and how to work together. And at the same time, you know, while ingesting what you're doing, so that, you know, we can help you be as best you can be. But that takes me kind of into partnership, right? And so what's your perspective on the importance of partnership within our industry?
I mean, I think what you guys are doing is amazing, and what you said is perfectly spot on. Like, the power of partnership and learning from others and taking our collective knowledge and making the industry better, making each other better,
yeah,
is paramount. Like, why wouldn't we come together and take the best of our unique abilities and then create something even better than what we had before?
Yeah.
So the power of the collective is really exciting. And I think the industry is actually getting a lot better at partnerships and recognizing, like, I'm not going to be the best at everything, but I know where I'm really good. And then I'm going to go tap into the best at those other pieces that I need so we can come together. And so that part is really exciting. You guys are doing great work there. But partnerships are, you know, I don't think people should shy away from them. I think we should really lean into each other and supporting each other.
Yeah, 100%. I've gotten that same sense, you know, probably more so over the last 18 months than I have over the last 18 years. And people are finding that there's power in numbers, and it's okay to share.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to say, what are you doing? And it's amazing when you sit down with somebody and you kind of approach it from that perspective, what you might hear and how open and willing to help they are.
It's true. And they are open and willing to help.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, as you grow your business, you want to work with people who you are the right fit for, not with everybody.
Right.
And so if you are like, hey, I'm learning this from you, and this person maybe isn't right for me, but they might be right for you.
Yeah.
And then they're sharing back and forth. Like, it's just creating this ability where we always say, like, we're not the right people for everybody, but we are the right place for the right people.
Right.
And that allows us to do great work.
Right. Well, and this ability to collaborate and have that collaborative environment, whether or not it is, you know, a technology provider and an integrated partners, or even within your environment where you have advisors, and that ability to create an environment where they can collaborate and learn and share and grow together is really powerful, right? They must really subscribe to that at Integrated Partners.
They do, because nobody wants to feel alone.
Yeah.
So they definitely subscribe to that. And it's great to have somebody to talk to and collaborate with.
Yeah.
So we are absolutely a proponent of that. We do a lot of work at Integrated to create the space for advisors to be able to collaborate with each other. And that's worked out great for us.
Gotcha. So that leads me into maybe our next topic, but it's related. And you wrote this really cool book. How'd you come up with the idea and what motivated you to do that? And are there some kind of core principles and strategies that you were trying to put out there for people?
Well, we are incredibly lucky to have Mr. Matt Ackerman on our team, who always has a million great ideas. But our CEO, Paul Sagany, actually came up with the idea at an Elton John concert.
Oh.
And Elton John was talking about how he just shows up and performs. And he doesn't do the booking and he doesn't practice or do the rehearsals. And he just offhanded said to Matt, you know, advisors should be like the Elton John of their practice. So Matt dug in and he did some research and he came back and he's like, this is an idea that we should get behind because advisors get so caught up in the whirlwind, right? They have built their business, so they feel like they have to be involved in every nuance and operational component, but it drags them down and they forget why they got into this business in the first place. So we wanted to create something that reminded them that they are the hero of their story and their client's stories.
Right.
And here are some actionable things that they or their team can do to bring them back to that space of being the star of their business.
All right.
So it was really Matt and Paul's idea, and it just came together very like easily. We just chatted and he wrote the book and Matt did and fabulously weaved in these stories to help people better understand what we were trying to say, but also so it's not as boring, because nobody wants to really read a practice management book. But then people can go back to it. We created these activities at the end of every chapter.
Yeah.
So it was actionable for people. And we've gotten great feedback, you know, people who have done different pieces of the book and said, hey, I've really understood myself, my business, my unique abilities better. And I can do this one thing that made a serious impact. And that's what we wanted to create.
I think there's the concept of an ensemble, right? If you think about musicians and bands and people have to work together and everybody plays a pretty key role, but you have to work together. You have to play the music together, right? Mm-hmm. If you don't play the music together, it sounds pretty bad. And it impacts your delivery and how you go to market and how you're working with your clients. What would you say some of the benefits are of having that structure, of being an ensemble?
You know, we always say that our name is a description of what we do. We integrate partners for the betterment of our end clients. Yeah. And we took that concept into the book. Like, one person can't do it all exceptionally well. And advisors that have team members, admin, junior advisors, power planners, whatever it may be, who allow them to really shine within their business, actually become better advisors because they have the time to do what they need to do and they allow their teams to do what they need to do.
Right.
Giving a better overall experience to their client. So there is true power in partnership because you can do more without doing more.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to think of myself as being in a band, I'm the bass player at work. I'm the rhythm and I keep things going and I drive the beat.
Yeah.
That's where I am. Where are you?
You know what's so funny? That like perfectly describes you. I love that. It's true. Like you're keeping all the things running while people are doing their own thing and you're allowing other people to shine.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I would say that we are probably the drummer.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we are in the background a little bit, providing support. But then at times we're like, hey, you need a little bit of a break. We got you.
We got you.
And we're going to come out
strong. I
got
the drum solo.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Exactly.
You know, within the context of, that analogy of a band, there are unique roles and contributions that people make. And sometimes it's not even the band members that you see on stage. Could be the people working the mixing board. It could be the costume person. It could be the roadie who rolls up the cables or the person that drives the truck. How do you define those roles? And what are some of the things that people should think about as they're looking at their own practice and being introspective about how they should be operating?
I think as the world evolves, technology gets better, clients want a true one-stop shop solution. Yeah. Advisors need to start thinking of themselves as expert coordinators of experts. Yeah. And so you may be just about to go on stage and the actual person that needs to shine today is the costume person.
Right.
Or the person that needs to shine is the rigging guy because you want to change up the lighting. Right. So you need an expert for the unique challenge that you're looking to solve either within your business or for your client to excel. And that's where I think going back to your partnerships, you know, there may be times that actually getting somebody from Flyer on a call with a client to talk about what's going on is going to help that advisor compete and win. Right. And so as you, as advisors think to the future, it's exactly your point about maybe it's not like the bass player, your drummer, your core team, but who can you pull in to create these experiences that wow your end clients, and not to be afraid to do things like that. I think a lot of people think I need to be seen as the only person, but there's actually power in your clients knowing that you have an exceptional team behind you.
100%. And I think that maybe this is one of the more overlooked ways or thoughts is you're really building a very strong brand by doing those things, referrals, word of mouth, and it's a way to attract that ideal client, the one that fits you well, because not everybody serves the same clients the same way in a maybe best, right? Everybody's got a focus of what they do. They may have a niche, they may be a little more broad based, but it is part of that brand building. You know, talk a little bit about developing effective marketing communication strategies. What, you know, how, what does Integrated Partners think about that? And how can advisors grow and be out there for people to know that they're there?
Yeah, you know, we always start with, what do you want for yourself as an advisor? Because you are right. I mean, we have 212 advisors at Integrated, and they are doing things 212 different ways. Yeah. And those ways work for them, their clients. So what do you want for yourself? And what do you want to be known for? And once you understand those two questions, then we can create a marketing strategy that amplifies that message and that hones you in on the right types of clients. You know, I think that these personalized messages, personalized marketing, really focusing on, hey, my niche is this, and what are the problems these people are facing, and here's how I can solve them,
right,
is what will be how people should start to think about marketing in the future.
Right.
Like, let me not cast a wide net, but cast the appropriate net for the problems that people are facing. So, you know, we believe in absolutely a passive and active approach to marketing, and that like two-pronged approach will help advisors get to the place that they want to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, creating a thriving and collaborative practice fosters that growth and that success. It's just so much easier at that point. So thinking about advisor growth, maybe we can talk a little bit about the key areas where Integrated Partners focuses on supporting that advisor growth. And it could be practice management, could be the technology solutions, could be biz dev, it could be succession planning.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Yeah.
That's where, you know, expert coordinator of experts comes into play. So again, we go back to our advisors and we say, hey, what do you want for yourself? Let me help you understand. Because a lot of times advisors are so caught up in their business that they don't even know that they're sitting on a gold mine of something, or they don't know that they're creating a future problem for themselves when they think about going to sell their business because they're so deep into it. So one of the things, you know, back to the power of partnerships, having a partner that can help you take a step back from your business and say, hey, did you know you're going this way? Or did you know that this is going to happen? And then helping you solve those unique challenges that you're facing is something that we do really well, in my personal belief. But I think that is a great thing for advisors to have in their lives.
And it's absolutely true, right? I think, you know, advisors that are working with firms like Integrated, you know, it's really easy for them to get caught up in the day-to-day. And it's challenging to not only manage a business, but also to manage a practice and work with your clients.
Right.
And making those decisions can be really challenging. And sometimes it it's hard sometimes to see the forest for the trees for the forest, right? So how do you help advisors, you know, optimize their operations, you know, and implement efficient workflows and really enhance their client service and experience?
I mean, technology.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we are in an unbelievable time where there's so much technology in our space. It can be wildly overwhelming.
Right.
But I think that it can be really exciting for advisors. But the biggest thing is giving up control.
Okay.
And being okay with giving up control. Because there's great workflow technologies and
yeah.
CRMs and stuff, what you guys do, right? There's so yeah. many interesting technologies out there, but advisors, they need to get on board with the fact that they don't actually need to do those things in order to do a good job. They
right.
just need to find the right partners. And so we're really focused in 25 on actually, we've set a goal that we're not going to talk to each other about things.
Okay.
What happened with this client? Did that money movement go out? Where are we in the onboarding process? Like, our goal is by the end of next year, we don't talk about things, but we talk about problems and opportunities and thing and that kind of stuff
right.
that we can tap into. What's going on with our CPA partnerships? What's exciting stories that we're sharing? Things that will really help our advisors grow their businesses versus things that just help them run their business.
Sure.
And technology can absolutely do that. We are in a space where you can create and do so many things. So it's really exciting.
Well, and in that growth, in the topic of growth, you know, how do you offer guidance and support for your advisors to attract new clients and expand their services and increase their revenue?
I mean, for us, it's truly through our CPA partnerships. That's the most exciting way that we help our advisors grow. Because what's happening right now in the CPA space is that they are at probably a couple of years ahead of us, where ton of private equity,
sure.
ton of consolidation, that is fueling a independence resurgence yeah. and CPA partners who want to serve their clients and do it their way. And so that's a really unique opportunity for wealth managers
right.
because offering a one-stop solution, offering an additional revenue source to these CPAs who are trying to do things the way that they want to do things is amazing collaboration and partnership.
Right.
So I would say we really, through the CPA program, you know, most CPA firms' highest revenue generating clients are business owners.
Yeah.
But when their business goes to sell, that client becomes their lowest revenue generating client. Hmm. But by partnering with an advisor, they can manage the assets after the sale
right.
and still have that be one of their highest revenue generating clients. So
yeah.
advisors are solving unique challenges that CPAs are facing. And I think if any advisor wants to grow their business, focusing on creating a CPA partnership is a very good way to do that.
Top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it. Okay. So I think you mentioned earlier that AI is everywhere. I mean, every conference we go to, there's at least two panels. I think there's a little bit of a science fair aspect right now at the enterprise level. I think finding ways to use it. I'm using it now on the daily. It's saving me hours a day in terms of productivity. I think there will be, you know, advances that will come quickly. I think that people are testing things still, but over the next year, two or three, everybody's going to have access to some AI powered tool or tools. What do you think about AI and how it can be used to enhance strategic planning for advisors? And maybe some examples are, you know, using AI to forecast trends or any sort of predictive analytics, client segmentation could be very interesting there. And certainly, you know, around reporting and, you know, getting ready for meetings. You know, what are y'all saying? What are y'all thinking about doing or doing currently?
Yeah, so we are lucky enough to know a person by the name of Jeff Woods, and he wrote an exceptional book called The AI-Driven Leader. And so we did our strategic planning for 25 with AI. And we said, you know, we put our plan together and what we thought was going to help us achieve that goal.
Yeah.
And then we went into AI, we went into ChatGPT. Got to make sure your AI is approved by your compliance team, but we went into the system and we said, hey, here's who we are
yeah.
and act like our strategic business coach and tell us if our plan is going to help us achieve our goal. Ask us 5 questions. And it came back and asked us these very thoughtful questions.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy. And we were like, we didn't think about that.
Right.
And how does this AI tool like know us better than we know us? And so, you know, we went through these five questions, asked, gotten deeper, responded.
Yeah.
And so it was like this 45 minute back and forth with AI as our collaborator.
Right.
And, you know, we're talking to it like it's our friend, right? And we came out with a, I don't want to say completely different plan, but a significantly altered plan.
Yeah.
That when we then went to the rest of our team, they were like, this is exceptional.
They're like, heck yeah.
How'd you guys do this? Like, right. We know that you guys didn't do this.
That's great.
Yeah. And so we're like, yeah, we had to fess up. We're like, yeah, we use AI.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. But it just helps you think differently.
Yeah.
And expand your mind. And right. So it was fun in a way. Like,
okay.
I was like, this was an exciting back and forth. So I would highly recommend anybody who's not using AI and just start with like a ChatGPT.
Right.
And type in a question or, hey, I got to read this email and I'm lost. I don't know where to start.
Right.
It's just such a good collaborator, thought generator. Well, so it's fun.
Absolutely. And full disclosure, before you got here, I kind of did the same thing. I was like, tell me about Andre and, you know, what's important and what's Integrated Partners doing and blah, 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 blah. And I got incredible insights. And it took, what it would have taken me an hour or two to do, took me 20 minutes, 15 minutes. And all of a sudden I was like, wow, I've got what I need. I can put together an outline now. And so I knew what I wanted to talk about. And so it's been an eye opener for sure. But I think that, you know, for Integrated, you know, back to collaborating with CPAs, this clearly is something that y'all find to be very important. It obviously is working. You're not the typical 3% growth story.
Mm-hmm.
How does this partnership specifically provide clients with a holistic approach to financial planning? Because I think you're serving two sets of people, right? You're helping the CPA and you're helping your client that's now a shared client. And now you've got a partner and ensemble that you're working together with.
Absolutely. You know, if you talk to a lot of advisors, there's a lack of tax planning. And if you talk to a lot of CPAs, there's a lack of implementation of tax planning. So by bringing those partners together, you're solving two challenges that advisors talk a lot about with their clients.
Sure.
And CPAs talk a lot about with their clients. And so what happens is you are truly serving the end client in a better way because you are collaborating.
Right.
So it is a win for everybody. And it's making your life as an advisor easier. It's making the CPA's life as a CPA to that client easier, but it's also helping you uncover more opportunities with the client. Like they might say something to their CPA that gets them thinking,
right?
And they bring that back to you, and then you present something to the client. And so it's this whole proactive problem solving that this collaboration creates that allows for advisors to win, but then to your point, allows for more referrals.
Yeah.
Because when somebody's really excited about the service that they've received, they're going to go tell their friends about it.
100%.
If they're getting table stakes service, they're like,
yeah,
great. Like, I'm good. But that's not how you're creating a raving fan.
Right, right.
But through a partnership that gives you valuable insights into the client, you are creating raving fans. And they're going to tell their friends and things like that. So the growth just kind of compounds. And then you talk to the CPA about the challenges you're solving. And they're like, oh, hey, you were talking about this concept. Can I introduce you to this person? And you're like, yes, please
do.
No,
you can't. you know, we're all pretty picky about who we work with. And I wonder if there are some strategies for building strong relationships with CPAs where you can create these mutually beneficial referral networks.
You absolutely can. You know, I think that you've got to think about the value you're providing to the CPA first and articulate that. It can't be about you initially, you, the advisor.
Right.
It has to be about the CPA's clients and the problems that you are solving for the CPA. And listen, it is hard. Like And we all live in a world where we want instant gratification.
Right.
And that is just not what is going to happen when you partner with, whether it's a CPA, a estate planning attorney, whoever it may be.
Sure.
It is not instant because they have a job to do and they have their own set of problems and challenges. So you've got to, John Pastore, who leads our CPA program, has a great line, givers get. So you've got to give in order to eventually get.
Gotcha.
And so when you think about getting into a partnership like this, start with how I can help you, and then the rest will come.
Gotcha. So we're wrapping up 2024. We're heading into 25. What's your prediction for 2025? What things are going to impact the wealth management industry most?
Great question. You know, obviously AI, like I would like to say something different so everybody's not saying the same thing. But it is AI. And I do think that it will create the ability for really great advisors to stand out and separate. But it'll also create the ability, like some advisors just want to have a lifestyle practice and they serve these sets of people really well. That's great. But I think that if advisors pay attention to the right type of AI for their business, because it's just a tool in their toolbox, they can really create the business of their dreams. And I think that's so exciting. So people are afraid. And listen, AI is kind of terrifying because I'm like, it's crazy what it can do. But if you look at it from the perspective of the opportunities that it will create for you, 2025 is going to be really exciting.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So thanks for joining today's episode of In the Money. I'm your host, Rusty Summer, and I'm fortunate enough to have been joined today by my friend, Andre Moore from Integrated Partners. If you don't know Flyer FT, we power the fintech you love and use every day. Thanks, Andre. It's good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to In the Money, the show that delivers advisors, asset managers, broker-dealers, and other technology service providers the knowledge they need to navigate this industry. Don't forget to click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Flyer Financial Technologies. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only.